Right now, it costs $2.64 per foot per month to keep a boat moored permanently in Sitka's harbors. That's about $32 per foot per year. The Assembly voted on Tuesday night to increase that by 6.15% to $2.80 per foot per month, or just under $34 per year. The increase would go into effect on January 1st. That means that a 45-foot boat would pay about $7 more per month in 2014, $126 up from $119 this year. In total, that boat would pay $1,512 total in 2014. That's $86 more than this year. The new rates would bring in over $86,000 in additional revenue, according to City Finance Director Jay Sweeney. Sweeney and Public Works Director Michael Harmon said the increases are necessary to fund maintenance, services, and major improvements at the harbors. And to keep pace, the fees will have to keep increasing every year for the foreseeable future. Here's Finance Director Jay Sweeney.
So if the rate increases don't continue for the next 5 years at 6.15%, or something else changes, you're then faced with either borrowing more money to pay for that infrastructure, or delaying those projects farther out into the future and taking the risk of even greater cost or some type of a substantial infrastructure failure.
The city had initially proposed a much higher increase. The original plan called for rates to go up by 28% next year. After local fishermen protested, city staff proposed the current lower numbers. But commercial fisherman Matt Donahoe said even the new numbers are too high.
It's it's getting very hard for a small boat fisherman to maintain a business in Sitka.
Donahoe said boats might look elsewhere for cheaper harbors, pointing out that neighbors like Pelican or Hoonah already charge significantly less than Sitka. Hoonah, for instance, charges $19 per foot per year. Pelican charges just $12. Again, for comparison, Sitka's rate comes to about $32 per foot per year before the new increases.
There are a lot of small boats in this community that are talking about leaving. I know that there's probably no way to keep mortgage rates from going up. It's the way of the world. But there is a point in this curve where you will drive the fishing fleet away from this town. You may not think so, but you will. And you have to remember that.
Sweeney and Harmon say the city has no choice. Here's Sweeney again.
No one likes price increases, but we have to consider what the alternative is and what the risk is of not attending to repairs when they are needed. And I've asked the question myself as a layman, what is the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario, which is infrastructure breaking apart and moving around in a storm with the boats moored to them. And that is what we greatly fear.
Several Assembly members said they thought the comparisons with other harbors were misleading, suggesting that other cities have the same infrastructure needs as Sitka and will also have to raise their rates. An Assembly member, Mike Reif, said that even if that's not the case, he doubts the math will work against Sitka.
And also, being a commercial fisherman, I do spend just a bit of time under transient moorage in Pelican and also in Hoonah. And I know whatever I'm saving, if I had a permanent stall there, would be evaporate immediately when I try to fill up my fuel tank there, because it's a dollar a gallon more. And if I could buy food in some of those communities, it would be even more than the high cost of Sitka. So it's the whole package, the cost of doing business in these communities, and it's way more expensive than those. They can have the good harbor rates, but boy, my wallet's a lot lighter when I leave those communities than it is in Sitka if your rates were higher.
In the end, city officials and assembly members seem to agree that larger increases might be necessary in the future. Member Phyllis Hackett spoke for most of the assembly when she said,
I think if we can get where we need to go at 6.15% increase, we are pretty darn lucky.
The assembly voted unanimously to raise fees for 2014. The ordinance requires a second reading and vote before it goes into effect. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.